The Habitat for Humanity Restore is a place to donate or purchase gently used household items to help fund new homes and repairs for those in need in Bay County. Located at 1515 East 11th Street in Panama City, or donate online at habitatbay.org.
WKGC and Florida Public Radio have joined forces to ensure you receive important weather updates provided by the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Listen for local emergency information on 90.7 FM and HD or online at WKGC.org.
They say love is the answer. I say, what is the question? They say, what's gonna matter when time grows you old? I say, I never asked that question, but I think you ought to know. I got friends I can count on. I got money in my pocket. There are promises I've broken, promises I've kept. But I swear I never meant it when I say I don't need nobody else. Oh no. I thought winning was the answer. Love was out of the question. My heart's a loser in the end. Now I know love is the answer. Question is when. I know love is the answer. Question is when. Yes, I know love is the answer. The question is when.
On 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here
when you need us. Yes, and that was a lot of fun. I love doing live music. I mean, it's just so much fun to get live musicians here in the studio and get to talk with them. And sometimes off mic is just as much fun as it is on, because it's a neat thing. And we have musicians tomorrow as well. We have a pair of musicians. We're going to do a little brief taste of another show coming up in a couple of weeks called East Meets West.
Yes.
So we'll have that on tomorrow. We have coming up right after this. What is that we have coming up after this?
At 10 o'clock, we have Boomer Bill's Rock and Roll Radio Hour. And then 11 to 1, we have Wayne Gentry with We Rhyme. Rewind.
Rewind.
We've nixed the R and stuck a W in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
That would actually be rewind, but you can be rewind if you want to. Okay, we won't do any more of that. No. And the cat ladies now want to leave. They're just like, yeah, can we get out of here? She inside that door locked over there.
Yeah, we think cat stuff's crazy, James. Yeah.
Obviously, you haven't hung out with DJs long enough.
Oh, my.
And we have a fine tradition of crazy DJs here at WKGC, as those of you who have listened for a while know. We have quite the history here.
A storied history.
A storied history
that
of
we
DJs
don't write
here.
Anything down for, you know, safety's sake.
I was going to say, that's probably better.
Everybody prefers we don't write this down. Yeah. So bring us up to date on, we're going to raising some money by eating pizza for cats.
Well, we're going to have a lot of different hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be, you know, just a fun time that evening. We're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have beer, wine, of course, non-alcoholic drinks, food. We have lots of raffle baskets where people can buy tickets mm-hmm. and hopefully win baskets that have a lot of great prizes in them. It's all
now. Are you hiding kittens in the raffle baskets?
Yeah, maybe. Everybody that comes gets a kitten.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
you bring a donate an item from the wish list, and then you get to go home with the kitten.
You have the wish.
We do actually have.
What is
the
with
wish
W's
list.
Today? I can't hear either.
Listen.
You started it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Read a few things off the wish list.
We always need dry and wet food, mm-hmm. cat litter, of course, this time of year, blankets, toys, catnip. We got to keep them happy, you know, give them a little nip. They make mm-hmm. our lives a little bit better.
Sounds like something you'd bring a DJ.
Exactly, yeah.
I better get off that. I'm going to get in trouble.
And we promise any green leafy substance you see there is catnip.
Okay.
Yes, we promise.
It's important because we just had musicians in.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
So the stuff you think that, you know, if you have a cat, mm-hmm. the stuff you usually need to take care of it, the Animal Haven Rescue of Bay County also needs it.
Yes.
Times 100.
As many cats as they can, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. With the amount of fosters that we have, who are all just absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But that's it. The numbers kind of grow, and we get kitten season, and especially just even the mamas with the babies, we have to change out linens constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like I said, the things that you think of every day, or that if you're taking care of a fur baby, the same things you do.
Run over the details on this fundraiser again for us, if you would. And how do we get hold of you?
It's going to be Saturday, November the 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Panorama Pizza. They're closing the restaurant for us, and we're going to have, you know, move the tables and have a little venue there. It's $20 per person, and that's mm-hmm. going to be, you know, food, drinks, all that's included. You can get a hold of us on our Facebook page, Animal Haven Rescue of Bay County, Florida, or you can email us if you have questions at ahrbc@aol.com. Facebook works great too, because it pops up and we respond pretty quickly, and we have a few people that help us manage the page.
Yes.
Well, excellent. And the time?
6 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Saturday, November 23rd, and Panorama Pizza on 23rd Street.
And Panorama is in the Hobby Lobby shopping mm-hmm. center.
That's correct,
or
yes.
For those mm-hmm. of you who need direction, it's sort of kind of across the street from Harbor Freight and Salvage, which is the most important building in Panama City, I think.
Well, it was at one point. We're getting more buildings.
Yeah, we don't need it as badly as we did, but boy, did we need that building for a while.
Yes.
I'm glad they got it back open.
And if you can't make it to the fundraiser, but you still want to help donate supplies, how would they do that?
Again, they can just message our Facebook page. We'll mm-hmm. arrange to get them picked up. We are always needing these things constantly, so we never get too much that we don't go through quickly.
We've also had a great group of folks that have sponsored the event for us as well. So even if it's a business or just an individual that wants to participate as a sponsor, they can also contact us by email or on Facebook, or Messenger. We're pretty responsive in all of it, just because I'm pretty sure we eat, sleep this fundraiser,
yeah.
And we're always on, like 24/7.
Okay. Well, ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. For having
us. Good luck with the fundraiser, and good luck, and thank you for taking care of. So I know some of those cats were probably abandoned through really no fault of anybody except a bad weather system.
Yeah.
But it is tough on those animals to go from living in somebody's house to there's no house anymore, and I'm living in a drain culvert.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And when we take in, of course, the babies you hear about for, you know, kitten season, which in the South is never ending, you know, at least up north they have a break. But we also have a hospice home where we have a foster that takes in ones that have, you know, terminal illnesses or are very old, just because they deserve to have to live out their life as comfortably as possible as well. And they have the special needs ones, their bedding is pretty high.
Yeah.
And we found a lot of those after the storm that just injured, sick, babies, you name it.
Well, thank you very much for your taking care of animals here in Bay County.
Tom, it's about that time. We've got to close the show.
We've got to close the show, so I need to shut up. Our vitamin B of the day is our last remaining thing we need to talk about, I believe. And I chose this one because, as I said, when I got up this morning, I was feeling a little mean.
And we're not going to dedicate it to the person you were talking
about.
No,
we're not doing that. I was advised that would be ill-advised. That would be, cause some consternation around campus. So anyway, I won't do that, but I will say that this is a song that was written by John Lennon, credited to Lennon McCartney, and it is the it was recorded with Sun King, and sometimes you hear it with Sun King. It was written during the Beatles' stay in India, and John said it was inspired by a newspaper story about a miser who concealed his wealth wherever he could in order to prevent people from bugging him about it and trying to get him to give it away or spend it. So here you go, our vitamin B of today, the Beatles' Mean Mr. Mustard on WKGC.